kids today know that making videos on YouTube, posting on Instagram, tweeting 280 characters, and snapping on Snapchat is a valid career path, and that for some, it can even bring fame and fortune. They dream of creating a popular online presence the way kids used to dream of becoming Hollywood stars. Unfortunately, unless they're entrepreneurs themselves or deeply in the know, most parents will respond to this career aspiration with, huh? Or even worse, narrow-minded cynicism. That's not a real job. Even the few who smile uncomprehendingly and offer a mild, great honey, go for it, will likely secretly shake their heads at the sweet naivete of youth. It's so frustrating to me. Obviously, the first answers suck any way you look at them, but all of the responses reveal a total lack of understanding about what kind of world we live in. It's the kind where even an 11-year-old kid and his dad can become millionaires by creating a YouTube channel where they share online videos of themselves cutting things in half. I knew this was the way things were going to go. For someone like me, with a tendency to make over-the-top pronouncements, it's ironic that one of the most prescient things I ever uttered may have also been the biggest understatement of my life. My story is about to become a lot less unusual. I first made it when Misha was just a newborn, in the introduction of my first book, Crush It. I was recounting how I used the internet to develop a personal brand and grow my $4 million family business, Shoppers Discount Liquors, into a $60 million business. My strategy was simple and outrageous for the time. I spoke directly to potential customers through a bare-bone video blog and developed relationships with them on Twitter and Facebook, inviting a direct one-on-one engagement that had previously only existed between merchants and customers in the tight-knit small communities and neighborhoods of the last century. By the time I wrote the book in 2009, I had branched out from my first passion, wine and sales, to my all-encompassing one, building businesses. I was traveling the world, spreading the word to anyone who would listen that the platforms most companies and business leaders were still labeling as pointless time wasters, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, were actually the future of all business. It seems impossible now, but the digital revolution was so young, I actually had to define the platforms. Back then, I had to devote considerable time to explaining that Facebook was this online site where you could share articles and photos and your feelings and your thoughts. And Twitter was something like that, except always public and limited to, at the time, 140 characters. Personal branding? No one knew what the hell I was talking about. It's hard to believe it now, but not even a decade ago, the idea that more than a select few could realistically build a business by using social media was considered far-fetched. I now run a massive digital company with offices in New York, Los Angeles, Chattanooga, and London. I'm still engaging with people on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and any other platform that catches people's attention. I'm still invited to speak all over the world, but I can also reach millions of people through my business Q&A YouTube show, Ask Gary V, my daily vlog, Daily V, which plays on YouTube and Facebook, and Instagram and plenty of other platforms, and books like this that you're listening to while you travel around the world. I'm working more than ever. I'm having more impact than ever, and I'm happier than ever. And I'm anything but unusual. Today, there are millions of people just like me who have used the internet to build personal brands, thriving businesses, and a life on their own terms. Those who are truly crushing it have grasped the brass ring of a grown-up hood, building a lucrative business around something they love that enables them to do what they want every day. But while in 2009 that something might have been homemade honey or custom treehouses, today it also could include being a mom, being stylish, or having an unorthodox view of the world. In other words, you can use your personal brand, who you are, to market your business, or your personal brand can actually be the business. Socialites, celebrity progeny, and reality TV stars have been doing this for years. Now it's everyone else's turn to learn how to get paid to do something they were going to do for free anyway. A lot has changed since I wrote Crush It, but surprisingly, a lot hasn't. Anyone who follows me regularly knows she can fast forward through the first 10 minutes of my keynote speeches because I'm just going to repeat the facts of my life and my opinions in the world